Okay, today is Daf Chavav of Maseches Erechin. We're on Daf Chavav. Six lines from the top, where it says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo nichnasin v'lo nosnin. Rabbi Eliezer said that, back in the Mishnah he said, lo nichnasin v'lo nosnin. You don't take, nobody can go into, after Yovel, a guy donated his ancestral field to the Beis HaMikdash. He did not redeem it by Yovel. What happens now? So the other man, the Amram, said, the Kahanim get it. The question is, do the Kahanim have to pay or not? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. You wait till the third Yovel. First Yovel, that Yovel, you do nothing. Right? Guy donated it after 30 years into Yovel. 20 years later, you wait another 50 years. After those 50 years, it's called Yovel Sheni. Then you wait to Yovel Shlishi. Right? Then you go to Yovel Shlishi. And a Yovel Shlishi, now it can go to the Kahanim, and they have to pay for it. Right? I'm sorry, not to have to pay for it. He said, Eina kahan nechnas l'socha ad shigilena acher. Someone else has to redeem it. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar, one second, lolav eina kahan nechnas l'socha ad shigilena acher. Until someone else redeems it. Right? Fine. Which means, that someone else has to redeem it, and then at the fourth Yovel it goes to the Kahanim. That's what it means. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Amar Rabba, my time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's his reason for this? Why Yovel comes, the guy didn't redeem it, it goes to the Kahanim. Why do you have to wait two more Yovels? Amar Kra, the answer is it's a Pasuk. Now, the Gemara is going to quote a Pasuk, and the Gemara is going to quote a Pasuk in the wrong Pasuk. Not the wrong Pasuk. The Gemara is not quoting quote it correctly. So, here we go. It says, Vim lo yigal et hasada, if you don't redeem the field, lo yigal od. Not going to be redeemed again. V'yamachar es hasada, and if you sell the field, which is that's the next parak, v'haya hasada b'tseso b'yovel. The field goes out at Yovel. Right? Which sounds like, if nobody redeems the field, it doesn't leave Beis HaMikdash's property. So how could it go to Kahanim? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the Psukim are saying that in order for the Kahanim to get it, it has to first leave the possession of Beis Din. Of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so Amar Abaya says, Sakina Harifa Mepaska Kroy. You took a knife and you like cut out words of these psukim to make it sound like it said that. It doesn't say that. That's not what the psukim say. If you go to Parshas Bichukosai and open it, it's not what it says. Right, Rashi says, Halok Sivi Hachi in the second skinny line. It doesn't say that. That's not what it says. El Hachi Ksivi. It says the following. Lo Yigal Od. You can't redeem it anymore. Then the field goes to the Kahanim. The Mashma, the Shemagia Yovel. Once Yovel comes, Lo Sigol Od, no more redeeming. The Tepik La Kahanim, Afil Lo Machu Gizbar. And the Kahanim get it, even if the Gizbar couldn't sell it.
Right.
So Rabbi Eliezer is wrong. And that's not wrong. Those Psukim don't support that theory, that pshat. El Amar Abaya. Abaya gives a very difficult answer. This is the reason why Rabbi Eliezer said, first of all, you have to wait. And second of all, nobody gets it. The Kahanim don't get it until somebody else bought it first. Somebody else bought it. Oh, there's a field over there. I'll buy that. Then after that whatever Yovel comes, then the Kahanim can get it. But it'll never go from the Beis HaMikdash straight to the Kahanim. That'll never happen. Someone else has to redeem it first. Okay?
Which doesn't make sense.
What?
Which doesn't make sense.
Why?
Then it should stay with him.
Stay with who? Nobody redeemed. No, because the halacha is you can only redeem it till Yovel.
So
it's not his. It's not his ancestral field.
He redeemed it at a Yovel.
I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Or am I? MIA. Yovel comes, not a guy, not a Kagan's not around. Right? So it'll sit there for two more Yovels unless somebody comes to redeem it. You come, yeah, I'll take that field for 50 years. I'll redeem it.
So if I redeem it, why shouldn't it be mine?
Because that's not halacha. Halacha is it goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. Then what happens? It goes to the Kahanim. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Where do you get that from? Complicated now story. El Amar Abaya, time of Rabbi Eliezer, Kidatanya. It says like this. Lo Yigoel. Lo Yigoel means it's not redeemed anymore. Yachal, Lo Tehe Nigala. I would say, Nigales. I would say it's not redeemed. Shetehe Lefan of Kistei Mikne. Not even like a Stei Mikne. What does that mean? Not even like a Stei Mikne. Right? A stay mikneh means that I only have it till Yovel. So, right, there's a limit to means. If I buy a field from somebody else, it's not really, no such thing as a sale, it's only a rental. Right? It's called a stimik, and I only a yovel goes back to the guy. Forget Pesach and Mikdash. I buy a field from Mati. So what does that mean? Ancestral field. It's only till yovel. Well, yovel goes back to him. Right? So I would think, it says lo yigal, you can't redeem it. Lo yigal, owed, no more redeeming. Yachal lo tehe negelas, it can't be redeemed. Shedei lefanif kestei mikneh, it's not even going to be like a stay mikneh. Right? Right? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says owed. That's why it says owed. Lo yigal owed. What's owed? L'kemos shahoysa ein negelas. You can't redeem it the way it was before. Meaning, an ancestral field. Avol negelas shedei lefanif kestei mikneh. But it is valid like a stay mikneh. Meaning, when the Kahanim get the field after Yovel, how long do they get it for? The answer is forever. Forever. There's no more dinim of Yovel by this. It becomes theirs, they get it forever. What about everybody else? No such thing. Right, unless it's yours. If you redeem my field from Hekdish, what happens at Yovel?
Let's say,
goes back to who?
To who had it before Yovel.
It goes back to my field. I donated in the 35th year of Yovel. 15 years. You go ahead and you redeem it. Now what happens at Yovel? It doesn't go back to me. But does it? I don't think so.
No, it should go back to the original owner.
I am the original owner. I am the original owner. But I didn't redeem it. Someone else redeemed it.
Uh-huh. We had a problem last time. We were stuck
on Yeah. That. Now, 1 second. So I would think, again, it says, lo yigol. Yachal, this is going to come 3 times. Yachal, I would think, lo tehe negeles. It's not redeemed. Shedei lefanav kestei mikneh. That it should be like, not even a stei mikneh. Talmud lomar, od. So it says, od. Lekamos shahaita ein negeles. It can't be redeemed like it was before, meaning an ancestral field. Avol negelos shtei levanov kistei mikneh, but it can be treated like a stei mikneh. Now, Amos, what are we talking? When does this drasha apply? When, right? When does this drasha apply? That a baal can't redeem it, even to be stei mikneh, the owner. When is that? Elam biyovel rishon. If it's talking about in the first 50 years. I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. 4 years later, I decided I want to get it back. Why can't I get it back? Amos. Ile biyovel rishon. Amai ein negelis. Why can't he redeem it? Why not? Stei achuza na mihavi. It's stei achuza. It's his own stei achuza. Ela pshita biyovel sheni. It must be, it's during a second yovel. So it must be that. It must be a second yovel. Right? Ulaman. And who said this? If it's talking about them, the Kahanim Nafka, they held it already, went to the Kahanim. Just the question is that the Kahanim has to pay for it. They argue about that issue. But after 50 years, after the first 50 years, after the first Yovel comes, it goes to the Kahanim. So what's this whole drusha here that the owner doesn't get it back? Not even like a stay mikneh. Not even like a stay mikneh. What are we talking about? The first Yovel? Can't be. Can't be. First Yovel has the right to redeem it. Second Yovel? Must be second Yovel. Now wait a minute. Who said this? It can't be the other Manda Amars because they held that if it's the first Yovel, already went to the Kahanim. Who must it be going like? Rabbi Eliezer. Luman, right? Elalav, Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Eliezer. Ushma mina. Time Adil Eliezer Mehacha. His reason's over here. That it says Ode. To teach, Rashi says, the nigel is he low, Leos, Lefanov Kasei Mikneh, Vlamutu, Vlamashani, right? That means in the second year, somebody else can redeem it. Not him. He can't even redeem it, not even to be like a Stei Mikneh. Somebody else can.
But do they hold that the first variable of field is not redeemable?
No, it is. Everyone holds it's redeemable. Till the first Yovel. From year 1 to year 50, the owner can redeem it back. After that, it's a machlokas what happens. Some say it goes to the Kahanim. Some say it doesn't go anywhere. It sits around. And now anybody can redeem it, but not the owner. Anybody can redeem it, but not the owner.
So basically, this we had being the same problem. So if the owner doesn't redeem it by the first yovel, it's done.
It's done. He loses it. Right. What happens to it? It's a machlokas. Either it goes to the kahanim. Then within that, the machlokas has to pay for it or not, so they get it for free. And the other, and Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, it still sits there.
But after the second one, it's for sure later on going back to the kahanim or to the...
It's not going back to the original owner.
It's not going back to the original.
Right.
Why should the original owner be worse, like a statement, and why should it be worse?
Why should it be worse?
Maybe it shouldn't be an ahuza, but why can't he redeem it just like
that? Because we're going to reject this anyway. We're going to reject this anyway.
He didn't buy it.
He didn't buy it.
He can buy it if he wants to buy his original property.
No, you said that...
100 years later.
No. That lo tei negelas, shtei lefanav kasei mikna. He can't even buy it like a stei mikna. He can't even do that.
That's what I was asking.
Tamad lomar owed.
Everybody else.
Why would he not be there?
That's what it says. We're going to reject this anyway. Because, says the Gemara Vitispera, it's a very, very funny question. Vitispera, that's possible. What are you saying? A shayach? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, hi, owed my darshi bay. What are they going to do with the word owed? What kind of kash is that? What are they going to do with the word owed? I don't know. Let them figure out something else to do with the word owed. Why does that ruin this shita? So we don't have a reason. What
you say that very often.
We do.
Yeah, because if you have an extra thing that somebody's dashing and somebody's not, you have to do something with that puzzle.
Okay. But how does that ruin Rabbi Eliezer? We just had an explanation for Rabbi Eliezer. Why is he waiting for someone else to redeem it? Because it took him. But how do they learn that puzzle? So okay. So. Ella, hachamai eskinon. The psukim teach you some crazy case. Besadish yatzal lekahanim. The sadeh went to the kahanim at Yovel. Okay. The hikdisha kohen. Then the kohen donated to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Va'asu bailim lemifrakei. And now the owner wants to come and redeem it. Now he woke up. Right. He was in a coma for 48 years. He woke up, and, I want to redeem that land back. Yovel already passed. The Kohen got it already, and the Kohen redonated it back to the Beis HaMikdash. Can the owner now come and get it back? So, I would think, right? So, lo tifrog, shedei levanav k'stei mikneh, that it shouldn't be even stei mikneh. He can't even get it back. Talmud lomar, od. No, he can. He can't get it back to the ancestral land. That he can't get. But to get it back, that it could be he could have the next 50 years as a stay mikna, and he'll lose it at that point. Why not? So he can. V'atanya. And we learned the braitha that supports this idea. It says, Bishnasa Yovel, in the Yovel year, Yashuv Hasada Lasher Kanehu Me'oso. Okay? Now, what? Am I reading it right? Bishnasa Yovel, yeah. Yashuv Hasada Shekaneo Me'ito. Me'ito, I'm sorry, Me'ito. Right?
It goes back.
What?
It goes back.
So the case is like this. I think this is the case. A bought a field owned by B.
Okay.
A bought a field owned by B. And then was makdish it. I'm sorry. A bought a field that was owned. I'm sorry. Yes. B owned the field. And he was makdish it. A bought it, which A could do. Right? A bought it. It's B's field. A bought it. At Yovel, who gets the field back? B. Not the Kahanim.
No.
B gets it back. Right? Okay? So far so good? Yachalach yachzul gizbar. Shalachu mimenu. I would think it goes to the gizbar that sold it. Meaning it goes back to the Kahanim. Talmud lomar. Lashar lo lachuz asa'aretz. No, not true.
Why should it go back to them?
What, go back to who?
Why should it go back to the Kahana?
Because...
He's selling it now.
What? The Bezin sold it. The Beis HaMikdash sold it. I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't, for 50 years, I didn't do anything. I didn't buy it back. The other guy bought it. Someone else bought it.
Correct.
From Hektish. What happens at Yovel? It goes back to me. I would have thought it doesn't go back to me. I already lost it. Why didn't I didn't redeem it. I didn't do anything. I left it there. No, comes along that pasuk, I get it back. One more case. I know. I told you, it's not an easy daf. Yomar.
One second. If I give my field to Hektish,
right,
and I don't redeem it, I lose it.
No, so now we're changing that. Now we're changing that. Depends what happens.
What's that? Normal case.
It's only after what? Yovel you lose it. This that's is talking about before Yovel.
Yeah, that's
no, but what happens at Yovel?
At Yovel, then it's back.
Right. But if you...
if someone didn't buy it before Yovel...
Then he loses it.
Then he loses it.
Correct.
Right. But if somebody bought it...
He gets it back. Yes. Right. Oh, what's the svara for that?
Yeah.
Right. So the pasuk says that. Because at no, but either way, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. I donated, I sat around and did nothing for the next 10 years. If someone else bought it, then I get it back. If no one bought it, I lose it. Right, that's exactly what we're saying. What's the svara for that? I don't know if there is a svara. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Why? I don't know why. What? Yeah, I don't know. It's not a good svara. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Yomer.
Meanwhile, it makes absolutely no sense for anybody to give us to Hekshev at all, ever.
Why?
Whoever sells, you lose it. Because you're put in an impossible situation of what you do.
Right, so why is someone donating it? So
I understand why people donate things. That's logical. You do today something.
Right.
But if you're donating anything to Hekshev, it's a field just makes just more complications. Why would I do it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
The question is, why is somebody who's donating something to Hekish being penalized?
Right. That's the question.
If you're doing something, it's a
because I don't think the Torah wants you doing this. You're not your ancestral land. Don't write a check.
Then why would you do it?
I don't know.
So why do it?
Write a check.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Give a donation.
But the Torah doesn't want you to do it.
The Torah doesn't want you to do this. So
why? Well, do you think you're doing something good? You're not doing something good.
By the way, that answer makes more sense. Saying the Torah doesn't want you to do it makes more sense.
Right. In the next few days, we're going to have a little bit of a svara. Why? In the next few days. Yeah. I think Sunday's daf. Of a little bit of... Exactly. Now, one more case. Yomar, someone says like this. The pasuk says, La sher lo achuz ha'aretz. Again, I'm reading like half a pasuk, which doesn't make any sense in not in context. Anyway, ma tamad lomar la sher kano me'ito. What does it mean that he bought it from him? Sada shiyatza le kahanim, the sada went to the kahanim, umachra kohen, the kohen bought it, the kohen sold it, I'm sorry, v'igdisha lokeach, the guy who bought it was makdish it, v'gol la'acher, someone else redeemed it, yachzo le'bayalam rishonim, everything goes back to the bayalam rishonim, tamadam alasher kanehu. Okay, what's the case? The case is as follows. A was makdish it, right? Then Yovel came, the kohen got it. Now the Kohen was Makdashit. I'm sorry. The Kohen sold it to B.
Right.
How long does that sale for? Till Yovel.
Till next Yovel.
He sold it to B. Then B was Makdashit. Okay? You hear what's going on? Then C came along and redeemed it. Which he could do. Now what happened at Yovel?
Goes back all the way.
Goes back to who?
The
Kahanim. Right. It goes back to the Kahanim. Okay?
That's exactly right.
Right. It goes back to the Kahanim. That's a crazy case. Now, says the Gemara, V'itzrach l'demichtav lo yigol, V'itzrach l'mitav l'asher kano. There are two sets of halachas going on here. E kasev rachmana lo yigol. If it would have said lo yigol, delo kahadar raklal. That means it doesn't go back to anyone at all. Right? Not even to the Kohen who was makdashit. Abel hacha, but over here, over where? In the second case, there's two cases. Second case, where the Kohen ends up getting it, the Kohadari gets it back, right? To head there, Lamar Rakama, so then it should go back to A already, the original owner. Kasav Rachmana, Lasher Kano. No, it says Lasher Kano, which means the Kohen, the Kahanim, not the owner. V'kasav Rachmana, Lasher Kano, and if it would say Lasher Kano, Delo Kayav Bailam Dami. Nobody paid for it. Avalhacha, the Kayav the Dami, take him Bahadayu, maybe it should stay by him. Kasav Rachmana, Lo Yigoel. Because of Rachmana lo yigol, v'loksiv od, have me l'tifrach klal. Nobody can redeem it. Because of Rachmana od, l'kamot shayse ein negelas. It can't be redeemed to become an ancestral field again. Avol negelas, shedilvanav kastei mikne. Fine. May have yala. What's the bottom line over here? What's the bottom line? What was the question? The question was, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason that someone else has to redeem it before it goes to the Kahanim? What's the reason for that? Abaya said, the first answer was based on psukim. We said, no, that's crazy. Because the psukim are not, you cut up the psukim in a funny way. Second reason was, Abaya said that it's based on a pasuk. So it can't be pshat, because in the word O, doesn't have a, we don't, The whole long Gemara here, what's the bottom line? Amar Rava, Amar Kra. It says in the Pasuk, V'haya hasad de b'teisil b'yovel. B'teisil miyad acher means it leaves from someone else's possession. Right? From someone else's possession. Then it goes to the Kohanim. Before that, it doesn't. Okay? Now we're going to have the exact the whole Amar, the same Gemara again. Ibailuhu. So the Gemara asks the question. If Yovel came and nobody redeemed it, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what happens? If Yovel came and nobody redeemed it, what happens? Nothing. It still sits there. Somebody has to redeem it before the Kohanim can get it. That's what we said, right? So Ibailuhu. Bailim biyovel sheni. I think Josh asked this question. Now, if the owner shows up in the second 50 years, the Baal himself shows up. He says, I'll redeem it. Right? I'll redeem it. I was in a coma. I was out of the commission. Now I'm back. I'll redeem it. So Bailim biyovel sheni. Ka'achar dami? Oh, lo. Does he have the status of someone else? Or is it really himself? In other words, right? What happens at the end of the second 50 years? Does he keep it? Or does it go to the Kohanim? You hear the question? He blew his chance the first 50 years. He woke up now after Yovel. He's in Yovel Sheni now. You hear the question? Now he redeems it. So is he treated like anybody else? Or is he treated like the owner?
So that's what Josh just asked before. Why should he be treated worse than everybody else?
Right. That's the Gemara's question.
Right.
Why?
I thought we said that he can't even redeem it.
So now...
If
he redeems it, so is he treated like someone else?
Right.
Or is he really back to the owner?
So
now the Gemara is that true? Is that true? Can he really not redeem it? Maybe he can. Now he certainly can redeem it to be like anybody else. There's no reason why not. To be like anybody else, why not? So now the Gemara says that there's no Shiloh. To be like anybody else? Feel like any Joe off the street? Why not? The question is, what about to get it back? So, what? Tashma, lo yigoel. It says lo yigoel. Yachol lo tehena gelos k'shtei lefanav k'shtei mitne. I would think you can't even redeem it. That it's not even going to be stei mitne, meaning you can't redeem it at all. Tamad lomar od. Tez od. L'kamoz shahaisa eina gelos. Now you can't redeem it to get it back like it once was. Once was your ancestral land. That you can't get back. Avol negelos k'shtei lefanav k'shtei mitne. But you can get it back to be stei mitne. That you can. To Amos. When is that? What are we talking about? When can an owner not get it back? To be a stayeruza? When can he not do that? Elam of Yovel Rishon. If it's the first Yovel. Am I in a negel as a chuzah? Not mehavi. Why not? Stayeruza. Ela pshita b'yovel sheni. It's obviously talking about Yovel Sheni. Obviously Yovel Sheni. Ulaman. Who said this? Who said this, Raisa? E Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. If it's a Rebbe Shimon, the Kahana Nafka. What do you mean? It goes to the Kahana after the first Yovel. Elalav Rebbe Eliezer. It must be Rebbe Eliezer. Ushma mina Bail and Yovel Sheni Kachadamu. That a Bail and the Yovel Sheni has the status of any person. Right? So it sounds like. Says the Gemara. Oh no! V'tisper Rebbe Shimon high owed my Darshi Bay. Then what are they going to do with the word owed? Right? That can't be right. Ella, hacha ma'eskinon, and have the same thing from Rabbi Aleph. Besada sheyatza lekahanim, the sada went to the kahanim at Yovel, v'hikdisha kohen, and the kohen donated it back to the Beis Hamikdash. V'osa bayil lemifrake. Now the owner wants to come and get it back, redeem it. Yovel didn't do anything; he sat around. Then they go to the kahanim. Then the kahanim donated it back to the Beis Hamikdash. Now the owner shows up. So I would have thought, Lo Tifrog should take a stay mikneh. Tom, he can't even redeem it to be a stay mikneh. Tamad Lomar, oh no, Lekamosha Haisa Ein Negelis. No, he can't redeem it what it once was before. To me, stay achuza. Avol Negelis Shei Levanav Kstei Mikneh, but he can get it back to be stay mikneh. V'atanya, if a bride says he could do that, it says Yoshev Atzad Del Asher Kanehu Meito Yachal Yachzal LeGizbar Shlachai Menu. I would think that the Gizbar gets it back. Tamad Lomar. La Sher Lo Achuzah Sa'aretz. It says Achuzah Sa'aretz. Ma Tamad Lomar La Sher Kanehu. Right? That's the case where A owned it. He was Makdish it. He didn't redeem it. So went to the Kahanim. then Cohen sold it to B, then B was makdish it, then C redeemed it. So what happened to Yovel? It goes to the Kahanim, not back to anyone else. Shadish Sadish Yotel the Kahanim, Sada went to the Kahanim, Umachra Cohen, Cohen sold it to B, Vigdesha, and B was makdish it. The buyer was makdish it, B. Vigala Achid, and C redeemed it. Yachal, I would think, Takhtel Balma Rishonim, it goes back to A. No. Talmud Lomar, Losher Kanehu. Right? It says, no, Losher Kanehu, different halacha. So in some halacha, it goes back, and some it doesn't. So Vitzrach Lamichtav, Lo Yigoel, Vitzrach Lamichtav, Losher Kanehu. You need both. It was exactly the exact same Gemara, word for word. Di Kasav Rachmana, Lo Yigoel. If it would have said Lo Yigoel, the Lo Kahadra Klau. It doesn't go back at all. Right? Kasav Rachmana, Losher Kanehu. Because of Rachmana Sher Kanoh, and if we would have said only Sher Kanoh, the local Yav Balam Domei. The Balam never paid for it. Aval Hacha, the Yav Balam Domei, but the Baal wants to redeem it, take him, Badai, we should get it back. Because of Rachmana Lo Yigoel, he can't. Because of Rachmana Lo Yigoel, the Loksiv Ode, if it would have said only not the word Ode, have him in Loksiv for a cloud, he can't redeem it at all. Because of Rachmana Ode, Lukamosha, I say, Ain't a Gelet, Aval Nigelet, Savan, Jeteh, Mikna. So my Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Bottom line, what's the question? The question is, in Yovel Sheni, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the husband, if the Baal shows up, the original owner shows up and wants to redeem it, is he treated like the original owner or is he treated like any Joe in the street? So, Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Gola Bailim be Yovel Sheni, if the Baal shows up in Yovel Sheni, Yotzel Kahanim be Yovel. It still goes back to the Kahanim at Yovel. Meaning, he's treated like every Joe in the street. We have another statement of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, right? Until someone else redeems it. A Baal in Yovel Sheni is treated like another person. He's treated like someone else. Why? Because he blew it at Yovel Rishon. Okay? Now, to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure why they went through the whole thing again. And I'm not sure I understand that even.
But at the end we figure he's not worse than a stranger.
Than a stranger, right. But he's not better. Correct.
Just one note.
Yeah?
One line.
Right. Because it's competitive. Ikad Diyamri, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Gola B'Yovel Sheni, if he redeems it in the second Yovel, ain't a Yotzel to Kahanim the Yovel. It doesn't go back to the Kahanim at Yovel. Only Vin Levashi, Afan and Amitanina. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ain't a Kahanim the Tachnotoka, Achi Gena Acher. Right? Someone else has to redeem it. It's Amaleno. Even Masnisen, if only had the Mishnah, have been, I would have thought, Baalim Yovel Sheni, Kachadami. No, the Baal Yovel Sheni is considered someone else. Kamash Balon, he's Mamish the owner. So we have two versions. Second version, Josh says, that on Yovel Sheni, the Baal gets it back to the Steachuza. So it's a machlokas what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Okay? That was nice and hard.
Not hard.
Now.
Not hard, it's complicated.
Yeah. Now it gets easier. Good. Listen to this one. Halokeach sode me'aviv. You buy a field from your own father. Okay? Now, when your father passes away, you're going to inherit it. So it's going to be Steachuza.
Right.
But your father sold it to you while he was still alive. Okay? You hear this? You hear this case? Now, Umeis Aviv. Then your father died. The Achar Kach Hekdisha. And then you donate it. So when you donated it, what was that field in your possession? Was it Ste Mikneh or was it Ste Achuza? Right? So Harehi Kesteachuza, it's considered Steachuza. Why is it Steachuza?
Because
his father died already. Yeah. The fact that you bought it is irrelevant now because he died.
Right.
So when you decide, oh, you know, let's donate that field. Your wife says, yeah, it's an excellent idea. Why?
Sense.
Why?
Okay, so use the same logic. If I take you have a field, I bought your field. I'm not just the field.
No, because you and me are not related to each
one
other.
One second.
Yeah.
Right now, the field is owned by the son. The rights in the future go to the
father. Excellent point. Excellent point. The Gemara's going to talk about that. So, excellent point. Excellent. So, Rashi says, you want to look at the Rashi on top, way up on top, there's no Rashi on this whole page except for the Mishnah. So Rashi says on the fourth skinny line, Shari Adjilo Bikdisha, because before he was Makdashit, Naflo Lo Biyerusha. He inherited it. Hilkach, therefore, in Baliv Dosa, if he wants to redeem it, Pode Beiskor Benun Slam Kistei Achuza. Right? If I donate something and I want to redeem it, if it's Tzedei Achuza, how do I redeem it? It's the rate of one shekel per Beiskor. Right? What if it's Tzedei Mikneh that I donated? Then you want to redeem that, it's value, whatever it's worth. It's $1 billion, it's on Fifth Avenue. Right? Avalo Gola, who? V'gola Acher, Yotzel Kahana B'Yovel. But if I don't redeem it, and someone else redeems it, I lost it. Why? It's the Achuza all the way through and through. It's the Achuza through and through. The next case is the harder one. Next case is Hikdisha. I buy a field to my father. Then I donate it. The Acharkach Meis Aviv. Now my father died. Now what? Says the Mishnah, Harayi Kistei Mikneh. It has the din of Stei Mikneh. Why? Because at the moment I donated it, that's what it was. The fact that I became Stei Achuza afterwards, I don't have it anymore. Too late. Says Rashi, the Basar Shat Shekdesha Azlinun. We go after the moment when you donated it. When I donated it, it was not Stei Achuza. It was only Stei Mikneh. It was going to be Stei Achuza after 120 of my father. It's true. But not right now. Hilgach, therefore, in Balif Dosa, if I want to redeem it, Podeh, B'shavuya, I redeem it at the value, kedin, stay mikneh. Like stay mikneh. Vim lo gala, who? I don't redeem it. V'gala acher, and someone else redeems it. Choseres lo b'yovel. It goes back to me at yovel. Sharei b'shah shehekdisha lo haya gufa shalo. I never really owned it. Why? Shasida hilach la'av b'yovel. It's going back to my father. Again, it's stay mikneh. So what happens with stay mikneh? It goes back to the original owner. Who's the original owner? My father. Because he's dead. So I inherited it. You hear that? Okay, fine, very good. But that's the Rebbe Meir. Only Rebbe Meir says that. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Omrim, Harei Kistei Achuza. It's still treated as Stei Achuza. Why should that be? I donated it before he died. The answer is because it's going to be Stei Achuza. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Ibn Mistei Mikdaso, Asher Lo Mistei Achuza. That's not, what if it's not Stei Achuza? Sadashena Ruilio Stei Achuza. Meaning it's never going to be Stei Achuza. Meaning me and Mati, we're not related to each other. It's never going to be Stei Achuza. Yotzazu, this field is excluded. Shiruilio Stei Achuza. It's going to be Stei Achuza one day. When? After 120. So it's considered Stei Achuza even now. Because it's going to be Stei Achuza. Sadah Stei Mikneh. Any Yotzazu Kahanam Yovel. A Sadah Mikneh does not go to the Kahanam at Yovel. She'ein adam makdish davar she'ein or shalo, because you can't be makdish so it doesn't belong to you. In other words, I buy a field for Mati. It's really only a rental. Then I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. So I can do whatever I want with it. So what? Yovel goes back to Mati. Why? I don't own it. I don't own it. How can I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash? What do? I rented it to them also till Yovel. And Yovel goes back to the original owner. That's the difference between Stei Mikneh and Stei Achuza. Okay?
What do I want to do with this Pasuk?
We're going to get to that. So now one more halacha. Hakahanim v'halavim makdishin la'olam. There's no such rules. None of these rules apply to land owned by kahanim ulavim. The goal in la'olam, they can always redeem it. Yovel, none of these rules apply. Bein l'fnei yovel, bein la'acha yovel. Doesn't make a difference. Right? We're not sure why this is true. The Chizkuni says on Chumash, because the Levian didn't have ancestral, they only had cities. He quotes from Tzukim, it must be that it was meant that they should be theirs forever and ever and ever. Okay? So the rules don't apply.
Actually, it should not be any different than in the regular, it just have to be cities of the field.
What?
Shimon's the same.
Correct, way. But for some reason it's different.
Shimon's the same way.
Correct. So, for the Shvatim, we don't differentiate at all. No difference. Right?
Because it doesn't make a difference.
Right, exactly. So Tana Rabbanan, minayin lokeach sadeh miaviv, I buy a field for my father, ve'ekdisha, and I makdish it, ve'achakach meis aviv, and then my father died. Minayin shadeh lefanav k'stei achuza, how do we know it's stei achuza? Stei achuza? Yeah, Talmud Lomar, v'im estei miknaso, yashay lo mistei achuza. It's going to be Steachuza, has the status of Steachuza. It's going to be Steachuza. I bought it from my father, I donated it, it's Steachuza. I am father alive and well. Yeah, because I can live forever. Nobody lives forever. So after 120, I'll inherit it. So therefore, it's Steachuza even now. That's in the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Shimon, said that. Rabbi Shimon said, no. My father died. And then I makdish it. Only in the case where I donated it after he died, then it's Steachuza. Not before. It's not Steachuza.
You donated after he died, of course it's
Steachuza. Exactly. But in the other case, he disagrees. Yatzazu, Shehi Steachuza. It's Steachuza. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about in the following case. He bought it from his father, then he donated it. Then his father died. Is it Steachuza or not? Rebbe said no. Rebbe Huda and Rebbe Shimon said yes. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Everyone agrees. Rebbe is not stupid. Rebbe knows after 120 it's going to be Steachuza. So do we treat it as Steachuza right now? He says no. Why not? Why not? What's the arguing about? What Mati said. The Rebbe Savar, Kinyan Peros. The truth is we have to stop. We really can't do it now because we have 1 minute and we're not going to finish in 1 minute. So we'll stop here. What's the machlokas about? And we'll pick up tomorrow. All right? Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.